we were penalizing every employee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, not penalizing.
We're not penalizing. We're paying 100% of their insurance. And
yes, sir, we are. I agree. Maybe I used the wrong word there. But instead of increasing their deductible out of pocket on every employee, if there's other ways that we can save the money on GCR that we're spending now on health insurance, I'd like to put a pencil to that to see how close that would come to making up the difference.
And that, again, do we want them to come up with some options and bring back to us, or you want to keep it as is and we work on our own internal options?
Mr. Schofield, what's your pleasure?
We're at option. I mean, we're at the $1,500 deductible now, right?
Mm-hmm. That's the base. Yes, they can buy up to the $1,000.
I'd say leave it the same.
Unless you see something, I'm comfortable with that option and working on our internal.
That's fine. Essentially, it ends up being about 25 cents an hour. So essentially, it's 25 cents an hour increase that we're having to come up with.
Well, if that's the pleasure of the commission, then you can make a motion and say, and we can set our staff loose to implement the plan.
You guys ready to accept the renewal offer that was given to us? Or you want to wait a week?
The employee, per employee cost, then that would be, what's the amount for employee with that?
$567.
$567.
I believe that's right. I'm going to find the right.
So if they have their spouse on, that's what I meant out.
$567 for the base plan, yes. $588 for the buyout.
Family, $1,645.
$588 for the buyout. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What'd you say? Brandon, this last page right here. Is that page right there? What's wellness level 2?
That's
the discount that we receive by being a part of some.
Well, it's the wellness services they offer as part of the package. It's actually lined out in this packet here. There's the second to corporate level 2 health awareness with education.
Is it an expense or is it a?
That is something that they baked into a prior renewal as part of a sweetener. If you said to me you didn't want it anymore, I could certainly go back and add, but it would be pennies. It's not a significant.
I just, in that letter, it says, if you are currently participating in any of our value-added services, these services are not included in your renewal unless specified. So they are included in this.
Correct. The Wellness Level 2 and the Employee Assistance Program are part of the renewal. And I think it even says that in the authorization.
Yeah, it does. I just didn't know what. You guys want to accept the renewal quote?
Did you? I'm sorry for speaking. What did you say?
Do you want to go ahead and move forward with it now, or do you want to?
I think we've already determined we've agreed to stay with the company, not go out for bid. And the option the way it is, I hate to increase it. I'd like to look at the county cutting it in other ways. So yes.
Yep. Move to
yes.
Move to approve. Move to accept and approve the 2019 renewal authorization for the Taney County Medical Insurance as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sheila, did you see the back page? Did you see that back page? Yeah, that one there.
Turn it over.
Turn it over.
That's the option right there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So to find out, I've been getting some information from Dr. Bronner on the, is that where I'll continue to check as far as the tobacco-free?
The smoking cessation programs, if you maybe work jointly with us and then work with Mr. Bronner, Dr. Bronner.
Sorry.
And but anyway, that would be where I would recommend that we would start, and then you know the health department too has programs, so we've got resources, but we'd want to coordinate it within your program. And if you choose to add a smoker and non-smoker rate to your program, you can still do that at any time. I mean, that's independent of the decision you just made.
And that's just me talking.
And we can help you design that, and then we would use them to provide services to those that want.
And that's done through a grant, so I'm sure that they're that those when they were done through a grant.
Yeah, I don't think there's a cost to it.
I don't think there's a cost associated with this. I'm getting at.
Thank you.
State Aviation Trust Fund Project Consultant Agreement Number 18-114.
Go for it.
This is the State Aviation Trust Fund Project Consultant Agreement for design and engineering for the West Apron reconstruction and rehabilitation of the runway between Taney County and Garver LLC.
Now, this is the agreement to do the. Have we gotten the grant for sure yet?
We've got the grant. This is the first step to. For the design and engineering of it, and once MoDOT receives this agreement, they'll issue us the aid agreement.
I'm just making sure. Do we have anything in writing, or have we voted on accepting the grant? How do we make sure that we will in fact receive the funds?
They've sent a tentative allocation letter, but with this in place, Garver won't move until we give them a notice to proceed.
Once we get that notice, then do you send that to MoDOT? And then do we have the agreement from them?
Once this agreement's executed, I'll send it to MoDOT. MoDOT will send the aid agreement. Once that's in place, I'll send the notice to proceed to Garver.
I guess they won't do any work, and we won't be charged for anything until we receive the grant,
right,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So if something weird happens and we don't get the grant, just because we have an agreement with them doesn't mean they can bill us for.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Garber LLC and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Contract between Taney County and Stewart Consulting Incorporated. Addendum number 18-083.
This is adding the new owner's name to the contract?
It is. I have a letter from Mr. Elliott.
Move to approve the addendum to the contract between Taney County and Stewart Consulting Incorporated that adds BCS ProSoft LLC as the party as a party to the contract.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
First set I have are real estate paid abatements. These are refunds. And there is two of them. It's abatement numbers 204079 and 204080. And the reason was the pool value was not removed from the land.
Wasn't that pool removed like 15, 20 years ago?
I did look at the 2006 pictures and it's not there.
I was going to say, I remember there as a little kid. It's been a while.
Have you already got 17 corrected?
No, that's the next one.
That's
the next one. Okay. So these are paid abatements. The next one, I'm assuming, is a
erroneous assessment.
Erroneous assessment. I'm going to label this Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A dated October 15, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the next one.
Hold on, Wesley.
Did we get an aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sorry, Chuck. Sorry.
I'm slow.
The next one is same property. It's for 2017. It's an erroneous assessment. And the abatement number is 204081.
Label this Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 10/15/18.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that's all I have today. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't we have to enter the... Don't we just have to accept the abatements on the fourth-year tax sale so they'd be entered into record for the auditor?
That will be... That's the personal property, and the fourth-year tax sales was already approved throughout the previous motion.
Okay.
A few years.
Okay, we got it, so I just thought we need to enter it in the record. But you're saying it's already been approved?
Where is the fourth-year tax sale that you got?